So how do you treat this disease?
This is a very sudden, aggressive disease. As a matter of fact, Goodpaster's disease is named after a gentleman from Nashville, Tennessee, Ernie Goodpaster, and his first case is an individual, an 18-year-old, who did not fare well. As a matter of fact, his first patient died. That was in the early part of the 1900s. Unfortunately, the treatment has really improved since then. Right now, the goal is to get rid of that antibody as fast as possible by removing it with something called plasmapheresis. This is a technique where your blood is removed and circulated in a machine that returns clean blood without the antibody in it. That's really an important step early in the course of disease because it gets rid of the antibody that's causing such havoc. And then one ends up using steroids, glucocorticoids like solumedrol and prednisone to decrease inflammation, and alkylating agents, strong chemotherapy drugs, cyclophosphamide or cytoxan, that really makes the antibody go away. The good news is that if treatment is successful, it can be stopped in a matter of 3 to 6 months. It doesn't need to continue long term for this disease if treatment's effective. Hardly ever results in a relapse.